Hello, welcome to Access. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Bree. We are cousins who love to read.
If you've been here before and you already know how the show works, you can go ahead and skip to around 2 minutes and 30 seconds, or you can stick around and listen to our intro. So this show, last year I read A Court of Thorns and Roses for the first time, and I sprinted through the first three books. And I love to read books with Breeze. So I went to Breeze and said, oh my gosh, you got to read these, please. I need your opinions. I want to talk about these books with you. She said, I'm far too busy for your shenanigans. And one time, I was trying to convince her for a while. And one time, she made a joke about how I could read it to her. And I jumped at the opportunity. So we thought it would be fun, a good time to record our commentary and kind of share it with our friends.
But we didn't realize how many people we knew that had read or wanted to read the books and wanted to talk about them. So we decided to go public to make our experience more accessible.
However, when we originally started this, we were recording Breezy's live reactions to every chapter, but I can't read the book in full on this podcast.
So the way each episode works is we will give a short summary of the previous chapter and then a longer summary of whatever chapter we're currently focusing on. And then after that, we'll do my predictions for the next chapter, and Lauren will pretend that she doesn't know what's coming. And then if you stick around at the end, you can hear some snippets of our commentary.
This first season might be a little bit clunky just because we are still figuring out what we're doing. And we also changed our structure kind of after we had already recorded quite a few chapters. We started recording this in November of 2023. So this is coming to you from the present. However, what you are going to hear is coming to you from the almost a year ago past.
So if you've read ACOTAR, haven't read ACOTAR, hated it, loved it, have absolutely no idea what we're talking about, it doesn't matter. We are happy to have you here.
Just don't tell our moms what we're doing. They still think we're getting together to read the Bible.
I hope you enjoy the show.
We're back for chapter 6.
Chapter 6.
All that happened is they just walked.
They're just walking.
He's a beast. There's a beast.
He's grumpy. She's also grumpy.
Yeah.
But, like, her friend didn't just die.
True.
Unnecessarily and tragically alone.
Yeah.
In the woods.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
I feel bad.
You should.
Yikes.
I'm gonna make you, you know, feel some remorse. For the supposed bad guys.
Yeah, so basically she's going to live on this beast's lands. And the gate just opened.
Yes, they're there.
So that's the beginning of chapter 6. Alright, so we recorded the summary for this chapter after we had already read it. We got together and it was when we were just recording commentary for our friends. So we had to get back together and go through and read the summary of the chapter. So that's what you're about to hear. This next chapter is the one where really nothing happens, I think. Oh no, never mind. You're right. That was the walking one.
Yeah.
So chapter 6. She wakes up and it's beautiful. Like, it's this big rolling green hills.
And gardens, and it's just, she has no idea where they are, how far they are into it, how close they are to anything,
because
she's been asleep this whole time.
She gets upset that it's, like, lovely and warm there.
Oh my gosh, she needs to get over herself.
She's like, the fairies have magic to control the weather, like, not fair.
Not fair.
And then, like... Oh, crap. Dang it.
Spoiler alert.
I can cut it out. The beast. The beast. When they get there, he, like, bounds up the stairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then they go into the dining room, and there's, like, all this food out on the table. Mm-hmm. Oh, and she's been complaining nonstop about how hungry she is.
Yeah. She realizes her knife is gone. She keeps digging into... how am I going to escape? Like, thinking of every possibility. Like, that's what she's stuck on. And then she's like, I'm going to faint. I need food. So I need to eat.
Food first.
Yeah.
And then she walks in. It's like this huge, beautiful country estate.
Yes.
There's a checkered floor.
Love those checkered floors.
There's a dining room with a ton of food. My question is, for who?
For everybody. For the people.
There's like three people there.
Is what's his face there right away, or does he show up later? Not okay, yet. Sorry.
Very good. Fair is talking about how mortals were taught that fairy food and wine like turns them into slaves.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
So she's like very wary of the food. But also, what else is she gonna eat?
You know? Exactly. What was her plan?
Also, it talks about how the wolf like jumps into a chair, like sits in the chair. The beast wolf thing.
Mm-hmm.
How big of a chair are we talking if he's the size of a horse?
Again. I have so many questions about this. And then immediately, though, he sits on the chair and then immediately...
Turns into a man.
Turns into a dude. Well, kind of. A fairy man.
With what color hair?
Blonde.
He's a blonde man.
He's a blonde fairy man. So I'm already, like, not interested.
Immediately done. He's wearing a mask over his eyes as
well. Oh, yes, like a masquerade mask. Mm-hmm. And he's got pointy ears. But other than that, he's just a beautiful-ish, we think, from what we can tell.
He was probably handsome, I think is what she says.
Probably handsome.
He has a broad chest, and I misread it.
And that was the highlight of my day.
I said bald chest.
Because he was wearing a baldric, and so you saw it and jumped a line.
Baldric is the bane of my existence. that word
is going to pop up a lot.
Yeah, and this is where we find out that he has pointed ears. Course. She keeps going back and forth about trying to escape, even though she said she was gonna get food first.
Honestly, this girl.
And then a high fae with a fox mask. Fox faced fairy was so hard for me to say.
It's really hard.
Comes in, he has red hair and a golden metal eye.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And then the blonde man. Because he doesn't have a name.
My gosh. And this, I understand that they weren't saying each other's names, and so she had to do what she had to do, but she wrote it.
The golden haired one.
Like, Sarah, come on. You could have given them their name. They could have said their names earlier on.
No. Golden haired one.
Yeesh.
So he, basically, red haired man comes in and is like asking about Andris, who we found out was the wolf.
The name of the wolf, my wolf friend. Mm-hmm. Gosh.
And the golden haired one. Is like, she did it. And then we find out that his name, the red-haired man, is Lucian, and he's an emissary. My understanding of what an emissary is like they a go-between between the courts?
Yeah.
Do they, like, handle like matters with other courts? Is that what they do? Are you Googling emissary?
Yes, yes. A person sent on a special mission, usually it's a diplomatic representative.
Perfect.
So yeah, awesome. I mean, it's the same root as like embassy, I would think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or ambassador, kind of similar. Yeah. Or envoy.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's this blonde-haired man's emissary. And
so,
then...
So the blonde one is some kind of important person, if you didn't get that from his giant house.
We assume it's his house.
Oh, is it not his house? I wasn't paying attention.
I guess he does say he has lands.
Yeah, it's his lands.
Yeah. And then there's a servant that comes in named Alice. And then he tells Feyre that she's going to take her up to her room and like get her cleaned up.
And all of the servants are also fairies?
Yes.
And then they're wearing... Bird masks, which we were both picturing as plague masks for some reason.
Yep. Her room has a big bed.
Huge. Huge.
And it has curtains, so a four-poster bed.
Yep.
And then she's sitting there thinking that it's not as bad as she thought, just like you predicted.
Oh my gosh, I'm amazing at this game.
And then she gets bathed, refuses to wear the dress that Alice brings her.
She's such... a snob about this.
She does not want to wear a dress.
She's like, it's too hard to run in a dress. If I'm going to escape, I need pants.
It's true.
So they give her pants.
So Alice brings her old clothes back to her. And is like, and you want these? Yeah. So then she leaves again, comes back with a tunic and pants. And then she goes back down to the dining room and she says that she can smell the exotic spices.
Yes, the exotic
spices. Which I misread as erotic spices. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Did you think of any other exotic erotic spices?
I should have Googled spices and
that you would have like thought of. I know. I didn't either. I just wondered. Anise.
Oh, Carson said saffron.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. He did say saffron.
She talks about how she sees green and gold like all over the place in her room. Uh-huh. 'Cause color again. Obsessed.
Yep. Well, and it makes me wonder if going forward a lot of the main characters or courts will have specific colors kind of associated with them.
Oh, I like that.
I don't know.
I like that. Alice gets her ready and basically tells her to just like keep her head down. Like, mind your business. Don't get into trouble. Don't cause trouble. That's the end of chapter 6.
So what do they do with the humans here?
What do they do with the humans? I want to read one more chapter.
Yeah, let's do one more. Let's do it.
What are your predictions?
Well, she's going to go... She hasn't eaten yet, right?
True, she's hungry.
She's going to go eat.
Yeah.
And there's going to be drama.
I love it.
And the food won't, like, cause problems, but it will be delicious.
I freaking hope so.
Anything's good if you haven't eaten for 2 days.
Even if it's charmed food.
That's when it's especially good.
But yeah, for real. All right, we'll be back for chapter 7. Well, thank you for hanging out and reading with us.
If you'd like to reach out to us, you can send us an email at akasass.pod@gmail.com, or you can find us on Instagram at akasass_pod. That's AKOSAS.
If you want to stick around and hear the thoughts we had while I was reading the chapter to Breezy, stick around and it'll start in just a minute. Thanks, everybody.
As it's like this beautiful day.
Wretched power.
Okay, someone's a little bitter.
I know. She's just cold.
Yeah.
He eats himself up.
It's like a panther. I know. What I'm picturing. I'm having
I'm
having the best time picturing this like massive wolf wiggling up into panther creature just like sitting on
a chair. Cute.
I knew it!
What?
Okay, but he's blonde, which means he's definitely not the one that we're gonna go for.
For real?
Yes.
Like, you're personally not gonna go for him?
No, I just, I mean, story-wise, he's gonna turn out to not be
the
main love interest.
Alright, we'll see.
Wait, what?
Is it broad? Sorry, I got stuck on bulge.
When did he take his shirt off?
That might happen later.
It's the manscaping. Might happen later.
Just
got a little foreshadowing.
Just kidding.
He's hairless.
I can't. His broad chest. Holy moly. It was more for fighting than style. Not his bald. Take a drink every time she mentions him being a warrior.
Okay.
Okay, she said she was going to get food, though. Like, what other food is she going
to
eat?
They don't have to try so hard to explain to us why she's staying. Like, she has no shot. We get it.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell us a thousand times.
A thousand times, yeah.
Do you know why four-poster beds had curtains?
Something to do with sex?
No.
Oh.
They had like, the roofs over the bed and the curtains.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, the roofs, the ceilings were like rafters, and the rats would live up there.
Ew.
So it was to like protect you from rat droppings.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, isn't it?
But like, good.
So
nasty.
It's pretty smart. See, okay.
Not as bad as she thought.
Okay, here's, again, she's part of the system. What she's been told, right, goes, finds out it's not exactly what she's been told. It's not quite the,
not
same,
quite the same
as the other ones. It's not quite as dramatic. Yeah. It's not, like, as political so far.
Yeah.
But still, the pattern.
Yeah. Erotic?
Whoa.
I want it to.
Whoa.
I want the spice. That's what's happening.
Freudian
exotic
slip.
Spices. Gold velvet is tacky.
Yeah, I don't like it. But this guy's obsessed with green and gold.
Obsessed.
She said it would last them 2 weeks.
Oh, she did.
2 weeks. Mm. It's been 2 days. Thanks for joining us for this installment of Akasas. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.